Time now for the weekly Navy Sports Magazine Show, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, featuring coaches and administrators of your Navy athletic programs. This show is brought to you by AFMA, financial solutions for your military life and beyond, Constellation, America's energy choice, and by Navy Federal Credit Union, open to the armed forces, DOD, and their families. Join Navy Federal Credit Union tonight, federally insured by NCUA.
Hello, everybody. I'm Pete Medhurst. Welcome to another edition of the Navy Sports Magazine, brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union on the Navy Radio Network. Coming up, we'll talk Navy men's basketball. Mids at 13 wins already, hitting their total from last year, beating Loyola this week, 60-52, doing it with just one day of practice, as obligations to the academy kept them from really having a workout on Monday, so only practicing Tuesday and beating Loyola in a slugfest, 60-52. We'll talk with point guard Tillman Dunbar. We'll also talk Navy wrestling. Mids and Drexel coming up on Friday on Patriot League TV. We'll have all the action for you as we talk with head coach Joel Sherritt, as the Mids have gotten off to a pretty solid start this year. But coming up, we'll talk Navy men's basketball. Tillman Dunbar, the local product at Appal the Sixth in Virginia, will join us to talk Navy hoops. We'll do that when we return to the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network.
B-Dubs gets it. The big game's coming up, and you want to throw a party at home. Well, let them help you look like an MVP with B-Dubs Takeout. Simply give B-Dubs a call and place your pre-order today. For takeout only, 50 traditional wings for only $49.99 or 50 boneless wings for just $42.99. Offer valid for takeout only at participating Maryland locations. Buffalo Wild Wings in Annapolis, Arundel Mills, Bowie, Columbia, and Laurel. You have to be here.
At Annapolis Bus Company and Town Transport, they can make your transportation as easy as possible. From corporate events, weddings, and Navy reunions to just a night out on the town. Call them at 410-266-3392 to reserve your vehicle. Annapolis Bus and Town Transport. What premium service is about.
A promise to serve. That's what military life is all about. And at USAA, that's what insurance is all about.
It was pouring down rain. We were going down this local road, and the water just started to rise. And then I feel the car kind of lift up. You never think, I'm going to be the guy that gets caught in a flood where I have to escape from my car.
Whether it's auto or property insurance, USAA is ready to serve.
The car was quickly declared a total loss. We got back to good really quickly, thanks to USAA.
Those who pledge to protect our way of life deserve the same level of responsiveness. Join the 92% of members who plan to stay for life. Get an insurance quote at usaa.com/insurance.
My name is Chris Grimiccioni. I was active duty for 5 years. I'll be a USAA member for life.
92% based on 2014 member survey. Member was paid for their participation. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas.
The latest on Naval Academy athletics is as close as your computer, thanks to Navy's official website, NavySports.com. You can get all the information you need on all varsity and club teams and the midshipman student athletes. Make sure you log on today.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. Navy men's basketball team off to a 12-5 start as they get set to welcome in Loyola and Lafayette this week with point guard Tillman Dunbar. For the first time in your career here, you're winning. How much does that drive you, Kendall, Will, as seniors to finally see some rewards for the hard work you guys are putting in right now?
Kind of like exactly what you said. You know, we can see all our hard work and all season paying off. And just putting all the practice and, you know, the tactics that coach has been giving us on the court and seeing the results and wins is, like, just fascinating. It's just a lot of motivation to keep going, because last year we felt like we had a really good year and we won 13 games. You know, to this point we've already won 12, and, you know, that's just mind-boggling. So we just got to keep pushing so we can try to win the championship.
On the high school level at Paul the Sixth, you play with some great players. You rarely lost. On the AAU level, you play with great players. You rarely lost. How tough was it to endure that the first couple of years here for you individually?
Right. Well, it was kind of the same situation like Paul the Sixth, because when I went in there, we weren't very good. And we kind of had to learn how to win together. And, you know, same thing we've done here. We've learned how to win. Every year we've gotten better, a little better and better. And now we have that winning mindset, and we go into games like, you know, Colgate this past weekend, we went into an overtime game. You know, I don't know if in past years we would have been able to finish that game out, but, you know, now that we have the mindset and the belief that we should win every single game, it's really cool to see because we just have that winning mindset now. You know?
A lot of you, the guys on this team so far, you know, you've obviously Sean has become very consistent scoring the basketball, but the one thing you all are not dependent on one person. Last year, you guys were kind of dependent on you creating offense or Worth or Brandon hitting shots late in the shot clock. How much easier for this team has it been to operate because you've got so many other guys now that are willing to take big shots, similar to what Tim Abruzzo did to tie the game the other day?
It's really great because it's kind of hard for a team to scout us. You know, if you're going to say, oh, we're going to X out Sean this game, you know, you have five other guys who can go score double figures. You want to X out Will this game, you have five other guys. So it's really cool to see because coach can call an array of plays for different people, and we don't have to go to one single person at the end of the shot clock and the end of the game. And like you said, everyone's willing to take that big shot, and everyone's confident that they can make that big shot. And I think that's been, you know, a key part of our winning success this year.
You guys have done a ridiculous job on the road. Mm-hmm. Why have you been so good away from home?
I couldn't even tell you. We have this team mentality of road warriors. You know, Tom Lacey kind of started it, and we kind of rallied behind that, all the coaches. And I don't know, we just go on the road, and Coach always says we got to steal games on the road. And then, you know, of course you got to protect your home court and win all your games at home, but when you get on the road, you got to steal a game. So we really embrace that mentality, and every time we take to the road, we kind of play for silence, you know, silence the crowd and kind of make those our homes. We kind of say we collect homes every time we go on the road, so it's kind of cool. I mean, we really love playing on the road, so hopefully we can take that same energy and apply it to home so we can win our home games.
It's been pretty simple. When you all have not won, it's because you all have not defended as well, and those have been few and far between. But as a perimeter defender now, with the new rules, how much easier is it for you having Big Zero back there, ready to erase mistakes, as he did on Saturday to the tune of 8 blocks? I mean, let's face it, you've been a very physical defender your entire career here, but you can't be that way now because of the rules. How much better does it make it having him behind you there to be able to help you out?
Right. A couple of games I've picked up a couple of touch fouls, you know, trying to play extra physical, and, you know, I have to kind of let guys kind of go by me a little bit, but I feel more comfortable doing that because, as you said, we have Will back there, and if he's not going to block the shot, he's going to at least change the shot, which is as good as a block, you know, and him being the rim protector he is kind of gives us confidence as perimeter guards that if we do get beat, we have a kind of safety net back there to take care of all our mistakes. So it's great to have Will back there, and I'm glad he's having the success he is, you know, on the national level, blocking all the shots he is, because he's putting in the work, and it's glad that it's paying off.
Great challenge coming up this week. A Loyola team, like you all, probably playing better than many people thought. Challenges that they and then Lafayette on Saturday present to you guys?
Loyola, they're a great driving team. And kind of like we just talked about, the touch fouls, you know, physical defense, you know, it's kind of harder to guard on the perimeter. So that'll be a challenge for us to be able to play great perimeter defense. And Lafayette, they're a great shooting team. So it's kind of like night and day from Loyola to Lafayette. So we just got to be able to defend and rebound, really. If we can take care of the defensive end, I think scoring will come to us because we haven't hold a lot of different weapons on the court.
Do you get a little juiced up when you play against another guy like Nick Linder, good point guard for Lafayette, and a guy that certainly wants to score the basketball an awful lot? Do you get a little extra juice when you play against a guy of that caliber?
Yeah, for sure. I kind of take a challenge on cutting off the head of the snake. You know, I feel like if we can control the point guard for the other team, that kind of disrupts the team's offense. You know, Colgate had a really good point guard, so it's in him. You know, we kind of controlled him towards the end, and I feel like that's why we were able to win the game, because he kind of made them go. So as the point guard on our team, I have to be able to control the other team's point guard to make sure I give my team a better opportunity to win.
All right, well, you guys have been great on the road. Try to get some wins at home this week.
Yes,
best of luck to you. Appreciate the time.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Pete.
Dylan Dunbar at 15 on Wednesday night, including 9 of 10 at the line down the stretch as the Mids close out Loyola by a score of 60-52. When we come back, we'll talk Navy wrestling with head coach Joel Sherritt. We'll do that in a moment. This is the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. Mids getting set for Drexel coming up on Friday, a match that you can watch live on Patriot League TV with head coach Joel Sherritt. And so far, just a quick synopsis on how things have gone for you guys so far as you head into the match with Drexel coming up on Friday night.
We've had a pretty strong season. You know, it's a season filled with growth and development. We're still fairly young as a team. Last year we had six freshmen in the starting lineup. All six of those guys move forward this year into the starting lineup. Steven Cervantes is out with a little knee injury. Michael Wolf moved up to 197. But as a team right now, we have two guys ranked top 15 in the country with Matt Miller at 184 and Jadane Bernstein at 174. So those two guys are leading the way there. The younger guys, though, as they've gained the experience, are gaining confidence and understanding the team system. They're wrestling the Navy way. And so it's been an exciting, you know, first 2.5 months of the season. 5-1 in dual meets right now. We had a good win over Princeton the day before the Army-Navy game up in Philadelphia, and then came back from break and had a tough event with Lehigh, who's ranked 10th in the country right now, last weekend. But in that dual meet, you know, we were down one of our starters, and, you know, we were in four of the matches very competitive where we just didn't execute, you know, fundamental things in big-time matches. Right. And that's indicative of young guys. And for us to turn the corner, those young guys have to do the little things right, you know, when the big opportunity's in front of them.
How different has year two been for you compared to year one, now that you've had a full year with your roster and you know what to expect from the guys you had coming back? And obviously they were more familiar now with what you expected from them.
I think we're working together really well as a team. I think they know what to expect. Something that I like to give them a consistent, repeatable preparation, game plan, skill set that they can execute. And not exactly the same thing for everybody, but keeping people where they're strong and staying in those positions, forcing wrestling matches to happen where we want them to happen, not where our opponent wants them to happen. So everybody's kind of understanding that I'm going to take what they're finding success with and try and add to that, not necessarily change the way people wrestle, but add to, you know, adding good position, strength, and stamina to what they do.
Michael Wolf has developed perhaps, you know, in terms of finishing moves on the amateur level, seems to have become an aficionado of the straddle. How does a guy perfect that move, even when, you know, when guys watch tape on him, they probably know at some point he's going to make an effort to do that. But right now he's doing a pretty solid job with that in his repertoire.
You know, it's he takes a position that's a fairly low percentage type position for most people, but he's wrestled there so much. His body style being long makes it very hard to prepare for, because if you don't have somebody who's long and lean and has spent the same amount of time in those positions as Michael Wolf has, it's hard to have a practice partner that can do what he does. Sure. You can see it and you can know it's coming, but if you never have anybody do it to you, it's hard to prepare to stop. And Michael Wolf, if you in the Lehigh match, they did a good job of trying to slow him down with a good game plan. And early on, their game plan was taking him out of those positions. But Michael Wolf is pretty dynamic, and he started the second period with a low single leg attack, post lifted. Had he finished that leg attack, that match is in overtime. And in the third period, because of the work that he was doing early on, he started to find himself in those positions where he's comfortable, because people start to leave their elbows out, they start to stand up a little bit, and all of a sudden he's positions where he can really score big points for us.
Guy like Jadane Bernstein really persevering through some injuries, some soreness. I mean, it's probably going to be something that's going to be with him throughout the year. Thoughts on the way that he has wrestled through that, though? Because, you know, some athletes don't necessarily wrestle through those kind of aches and pains very well.
I think Jadane Bernstein had a real turning point in his college career at the Southern Scuffle. Tweaked his leg a little bit, and it hurts, you know, and everybody knows it hurts, but it's what you do with that and how you push through it and take advantage of every opportunity. And And given the team's position, you know, maybe we wrestle him, maybe we don't. But him preparing every day for the opportunity, him finding a way back into the lineup is the culture of what we need. And it's a culture that he's really started to take a leadership role in, that, you know, it's guys are fighting to get into the lineup, not, you know, because they're a little bit sore finding ways out of the lineup. And he's been a great leader in that way for the team over the last 10 days. Not only did he get tweaked a little bit at the Southern Scuffle, battled back through a whole week of that, and then had the flu in the Lehigh match. And, you know, I told him he still needs to keep communicating with me a little bit. So,
who have been some guys maybe that have exceeded your expectations, or at least risen to the expectations that you had, that maybe people didn't know about coming into the season?
Well, you know, young guys that are performing really well. Zach Davis is having a pretty good season at 133 into the second day of the Southern Scuffle. He's teetering, getting into the top 20 as far as national rankings. He has to have that breakthrough win. He was right there with Beckman last week at Lehigh, so he's very capable of being there. And not necessarily a surprise to me. He had a pretty good year last year, but as a young guy, as a true freshman, he was a little bit inconsistent in his performance as far as really competitive with some good guys, and then, you know, had some wins, some losses that you can't really explain. So Zach Davis is probably the front runner there. Nick Gill, as a freshman this year, has really brought great fight to the game. And if you compare his freshman year and look back to Bernstein's freshman year, Bernstein had a little bit of a lull in the January month last year, and it caused a little bit of heartburn when we went to the conference seeding at the EIWA tournament and stuff. And Nick Gill has really stayed strong with his attitude and effort. So, you know, as a freshman, very, very impressive. And then kind of the Rudy of the team, Corey Wilding, is a walk-on from Pennsylvania. He was a Pennsylvania state champ, but in golf. So we don't get a lot of those. And so, but he's really done a great job. You know, he was Peyton Walsh's number one training partner from last year's program. Just emulated everything Peyton was doing. He picked a good role model.
No doubt.
And he's following right in his footsteps, that he's going to have a great career at the Naval Academy.
Finally, challenges this weekend. You've got Drexel Friday night, and then you come right back with American next day. Challenges preparing for, you know, teams that have some quality wrestlers on each club.
You know, the EIWA conference right now is the second toughest conference in the country, you know, in comparison to the Big Ten. We have the second highest number of qualifiers. So every dual meet in the conference is big, not just for the team's wins and losses, but for the individuals, where they're going to be seated at the conference tournament, and ultimately earning a spot into the national championship, which will be held at Madison Square Garden this year. So we really are focused. I have the guys focused on really trying to wrestle the Navy way, making fatigue a factor, setting our pace, forcing wrestling into our positions, not getting stuck in their positions, keeping the pace very high, always being the first guy back to the center. And when we do those things, we're going to win a lot of matches. It's going to be exciting wrestling that people want to watch, and you're going to see a lot of Navy wrestlers in Madison Square Garden.
Navy wrestling coach Joel Sherrod, Mids and Drexel coming up, Alumni Hall Friday night, 7 o'clock. If you can't be there, you can watch it live on Patriot League TV. We'll recap Wednesday's win over Loyola for the Navy men. The women lose on the road at Loyola. Mids in second place on the men's side right now, all by themselves at 4-1. More of the Navy Sports Magazine coming up on the Navy Radio Network.
At Navy Mutual, we've been providing current and former military members low-cost life insurance products without fine print or military service restrictions for over 135 years. Our allegiance to the Navy and Marine Corps goes back nearly as far, so we are again this year honored to be an official sponsor of Naval Academy Athletics. To learn how you and your family can benefit from our life insurance and annuity products, visit NavyMutual.org.
Navy basketball fans are the best fans on the Chesapeake. We remind you that when you're celebrating a Navy basketball victory with your friends, show everyone you're a good sport. Be responsible, be considerate of your fellow fans, and always designate a driver. It's part of every winning game plan. A message from the Naval Academy Athletic Association and your friends at Anheuser-Busch, who remind you to be a good sport. Responsibility matters.
Hey kids, are you a member of the Billy the Kid Club? for just $20, you will receive many great benefits, including free admission to select Navy athletic events, a t-shirt, a free pizza, and much, much more. Please visit NavySports.com for more information and sign up today. Don't miss your chance to join the best kids club around. The Billy the Kid Club is sponsored by Annapolis area Papa John's.
Knowledge can prepare students for a successful future. At BB&T, we encourage the pursuit of knowledge on and off the field. Because when students participate in sports, they learn important things. The benefits of teamwork. The power of preparation. That's why we're a proud sponsor of high school and college athletics. And why we offer banking programs designed just for students. So they can start moving in a brighter financial direction today. BB&T. Sharing knowledge for a brighter direction.
Member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. Mids now 13-5, 4-1 of the Patriot League after coming from behind, down 42-36. They rallied to beat Loyola 60-52 on Wednesday night at Alumni Hall. Tillman Dunbar with 15, Jace Hogan with 10 in the victory. Mids made a tactical switch with about 6 minutes to go, going to a 1-3-1 zone. It befuddled the Greyhounds. They had no answers, and the Mids picked up a key victory. Head coach Ed DeCellis.
I thought the zone in the last 5-7 minutes of the game was very good for us. We got some steals. We got some easy baskets. Made our free throws down the stretch, and we're able to still win. And it wasn't pretty, you know. And it was a beauty pageant. It wasn't very nice. But, you know, we'll take it when we win. I think, as I told the gospel after the game, I said if we were playing as well as we can play, and we were barely sneaking by, that's a problem. But I don't think this team has got its potential yet. I don't think we're clicking on all cylinders, especially offensively. So there's a lot of improvement to make, and that's what's exciting to me about this squad. They find a way to win the games. They just keep grinding it out, and they find a way to win. So that's a great fiber to have.
Lafayette coming to town on Saturday night for a 7 p.m. tip. Alumni game for those of you in town, 3 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. Also, they'll be honoring the 1986 halftime or the 1986 team at halftime of the contest. So a lot of folks will be there. Hope you'll be out there to give this team your support. They've been playing very good basketball and deserve it. Saturday night, 7 o'clock against Lafayette as they look to move to 5-1 in Patriot League play. Navy women just can't score right now. 51-38 losers to Loyola on the road on Wednesday night in Baltimore, and it's a very simple process right now for the Mids, just like the men's team. You got to find a way to score the basketball, and if the Navy women can usually get to 50, 55 points, they play good enough defense to win most nights. But right now, when you're scoring under 40 points a game, that's just a formula for losing basketball, unfortunately, for the Navy women right now. But you know at some point they're going to get it turned around. They often do. Under head coach Stephanie Pemper. We'll come back and wrap things up on this edition of the Navy Sports Magazine in a moment on the Navy Radio Network. Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine, brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union. Wrestling versus Drexel, 7 p.m. on Friday night. It's family night out for $32. A family receives 4 tickets, 4 hot dogs, and 4 Pepsi products. It's also high school night. High school students can attend the match for just $5 by showing their school ID at the door. All the action Friday night at Alumni Hall. And for more information, go to NavySports.com. As we mentioned, all kids 12 and under receive free admission with the purchase of a full-priced adult ticket Saturday for men's basketball against Lafayette. Plus, the Superstars halftime. Stay in your seats during the halftime as the world-famous Superstars will be entertaining. Tickets are $10 for adults, $5 for youth 18 years old and under. But again, 12 and under, you get a free ticket with a full-price adult ticket on Saturday. Women's tennis takes on William & Mary at 2 p.m. on Friday versus St. Bonaventure, 9 a.m., and St. Francis on Saturday at 2 p.m. All of that at the Toast Family Tennis Center. Admission is free. Men's tennis takes on St. Francis, 6 p.m. on Saturday, also at the Toast Family Tennis Center. With admission free, as always, 33 varsity sports at the Naval Academy. For more information, as always, One simple click of the mouse, www.NavySports.com. That'll wrap up this edition of the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. Our thanks to Bill Lusby for his technical assistance. I'm Pete Medhurst. We'll talk to you next week on the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network.
This has been the weekly Navy Sports Magazine show, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, featuring coaches and administrators of your Navy athletic programs. This show has been brought to you by USAA, a proud sponsor of Navy basketball. Your friends at Bud Light. Be a good sport, drink responsibly, and always designate a driver. And by BB&T, sharing knowledge for a brighter direction. Member FDIC.